Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, moms and dads and grandpas and aunties and uncles and those single people out here wondering, should I have kids? Hello, my name is Shan, mama of the girls. I have two girls, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast, a place, a safe place, where we can honestly talk about parenting, where I can give you tips and tricks and dips, how we can survive these children because they are of a different world than when we grew up, okay? This episode, I want to talk about equal time together and equal time apart because it matters, okay? It matters. I love my kids, but they are very needy. They are very sensitive. They're time consuming. I just had an argument tonight with my six-year-old about the fact that she has an 18-pack variety bag of chips and options in my kitchen, but she decides to reach into my refrigerator, go all the way to the back to grab my guacamole chips that I eat when both of my kids are asleep late at night, and my chickpeas dip without asking. And I'm just like, what are you eating in there? Chips? Whose chips? What type of chips? Your chips? Why are you eating my chips? And I just feel like out of all the things that I've shared already, I've shared my womb with you. I've shared my privacy with you. I've shared my bed with you. I share my finances with you. I share my house with you. I share my car with you. I share the food that I buy with you. You would go and eat my food without asking? My snacks, my survival midnight snacks after a day with you and your sister. Do you understand how rude that is? So I told her, I said, I can't wait for someone to buy you something so I can take it to show you how it feels, because I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to take it and I'm going to indulge in your things so you can understand the disrespect that comes with that. Because just because I shared something with you the day before doesn't mean I'm obligated as your mother, or even your dad is not obligated to give you their things. And I don't want my children to grow up thinking they can always grab my things, because that's something my mom did to me. Okay? I'm glad I was conscious of the fact that I could only try my mother like that, because she really wasn't... She wasn't bothered by the fact that you took something without asking, but I am different. I be bothered. I am one of those moms that are bothered by people taking things without asking. So that's a lesson she learned tonight. But back to this. It just really got under my skin that she did that. The only issue with momming right now for me, honestly, is equal time away from my kids. And like I said before, I love my kids, but I feel like if I had equal time away from both of my kids, where I shared them equally with their fathers, like I should be able to in a perfect life, I would be more calm. I would be less aggravated. I will feel more so like a human being and not a thing that's supposed to do. And I feel like my life can be 60% better than what it is right now, because I'm always on. I'm always it. I'm always getting out of my bed when I don't want to. I'm always having to grab something when I don't want to. My food tastes way better when my kids are not around. I purposely indulge in my dinner, my coffee, my snacks, my ice cream, my sunflower seeds, my candy. when my kids are asleep. And I feel like I should be able to do that whenever I want to. But that's what we're talking about today on Cozy One Podcast after these messages. I have Cozy Womb merch on Teespring. Hashtag Cozy Womb Shop. You'll find it. I have it posted on my Instagram, Cozy Womb Pod. I also have it posted on my Twitter, Cozy Womb Pod. Go ahead and add me and follow. I also have Mama's Cozy Closet, where I created merch just for mamas because we do so much, so we deserve. But don't be sad, dads. On Cozy Womb Shop, I have t-shirts on there, something very like seldom daddy, because I know y'all don't like to blast, oh, I'm a dad, on my stuff. So I have something for everybody. I have kids hoodies, I have coffee mugs, I have mama's little zip pouch bags that keep our discreet items in there. So check it out, and thank you for supporting the Cozy Womb Podcast. Back to the show. We going back to the show. And we're back. Hey, it's your mom, Shan. Not your mom, but a mom, Shan. I think this illusion of if dad can't, it's on mom. If dad's busy, it's on mom. If dad's traveling on his time that he's supposed to have with the kid that you share, where is dad's sitter? Where is dad's backup sitter, especially if you're co-parenting? I don't feel like it's fair at all. I don't. Because it kind of like makes everything about what mom wants to do or needs to do secondary, not important. Put it to the side. Because you're a mom, you're supposed to make this big space for your child every time, no matter who responsibility-wise is supposed to have the child that you help create with another person. Every relationship gets better with balanced time. My relationship with my mom is way better when we have degrees of separation, okay? My relationship with my brothers are way better when we see each other once a year. My relationships with friends are way better when we have time apart. But we can still call each other sometime. We can still FaceTime sometime. But I don't feel like I necessarily have to see my friends every day to be a great friend. One of my best friends from high school came to see me about 2 weeks ago. And when she was in my house talking to me with her son, I felt like we just had class yesterday. Because it is genuine. That friendship is real. Regardless of all our changes over the decades, our friendship is real. But I feel like time and growth and reflection plays a big part in why my relationships with people are great. So imagine being a mom and society giving you this imaginary, there is no clock out time for mommy. Imagine that. Like, that's a lot to carry. That's a lot to know that. Monday, you're on. Tuesday, you're on. Wednesday, you're on. Thursday, you're on. Friday, you're on. Saturday, you're on. Sunday, you're on. Oh, you want to do something? Okay, do all the stuff for your kids first and then see if you could squeeze your something into there. See if you can afford to pay for somebody to watch your kids because their dads are not available. That's a lot. That's a lot. Like, Anya's dad does not have a sitter set up if I want to do anything, okay? Anya's dad is not in the same state. I don't feel like Anya's dad has to be in the same state to be a great father, but it would help. Anya's dad does not share the same amount of time that I share with Anya, okay? That is a con of co-parenting because sometimes that could be the life of your child. Your child will spend more time with one parent than they do another parent. And people do not say, well, you know, that's why you're supposed to, you know, date and get married and then have children, because then your child will be in one household. Because sometimes that marriage and that one household with both parents and a child does not work. I'm a product of it, okay? So either way, whether you're married or single and you have a child with someone, co-parenting is hard. But I feel like co-parenting should be shared responsibility. I wish Anya's dad could spend equal time with Anya to understand the times when it is frustrating to have Anya all the time. The times when I just can't do it today, or I just don't want to do it today. And it's not because I don't love Anya, because I do love Anya, but I feel like Anya needs time away from me so I don't look like and feel like the enemy to her. I need time away from Anya so I can really feel like I am a person outside of being Anya's mom. That's important. All right. Now let's switch to Ari. Ari's dad and I co-parent way better than Anya's dad. And it could be maturity. It could be time. It could be stability. It could be responsibility, why that is. But at the same time, there are still cons there. For instance, all right, so we're supposed to be sharing Ari equally, right? So he had Ari for like 3 or 4 days last week, and he gave Ari back to me on Sunday. I've had Ari Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, today's Wednesday. He's been home. He works from home, right? He's always worked from home. Even when he does have Ari, he's working from home. So he tells me yesterday that, so I text him. That's another thing. He didn't reach out to me and say, hey, you know what? I have a funeral coming up this weekend out of town. I'm not going to be able to say Ari. I text him, when do you want to get Ari this week? He told me he has a funeral to go to out of town. Cool. I'm being understanding. What the? I don't want to guess. What does that have to do with this week, though? So I text him, so you're not getting her this week at all because you have to go out of town this weekend? So he texts me. He ignored it. And then I sent him a text for confirmation. You didn't answer me, okay? And he said, you do know I work right. Sir! Don't be condescending, because I do understand that you work. Don't talk to me like I'm a child. I do understand that you work. But I also do things here where I need time where Ari's not here, because Ari does not have the comprehension to listen like a 6-year-old. And as being fair, you still need to spend the equal time with Ari. Okay? You going out of town this weekend does not dismiss you all week. So I said, I understand that you work, but you have always worked from home. So what does that have to do with what I'm saying? I said, you gave Ari to me Sunday. I've had her since Sunday. It's Wednesday. You haven't had her. You're going away this weekend, which means I'll probably have her to Tuesday. But realistically, you're putting yourself in a place where you're going to expose yourself to possible COVID-19. Where a lot of states are being shut down. Therefore, you would have to quarantine after you come back for at least 14 days. So therefore, I would be having Ari from this past Sunday to probably going into the second week of December. While you work and chill, work and chill, work and chill at home after this funeral. He was like, well, what do you want me to do about that? I said, sir, you can't do nothing about it. But I want to point out to you how messed up that is. How inconsiderate that is. How you never thought to let me know, hey, I got a funeral where I'm going to expose myself to possible COVID out of state, where I'm going to have to go in an airplane and go in multiple airports and be around multiple people and be at a funeral around multiple people. And I'm going to come back. But health-wise, being smart, I need to make sure that I don't have COVID. So Ari's not going to be allowed to be here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You didn't ask me, you didn't let me know. So a lot of things when it comes to co-parenting, I feel like dads are more so inconsiderate of a mother's position. Okay? And I feel that in 2020, there's too many resources, too many people you can talk to especially the fact that your girlfriend lives with you and y'all have a child, to have a conversation about, I should probably tell Ari's mom that I'm going out of town, right? I should probably let Ari's mom know that I'm possibly going to expose myself to COVID and she won't be able to be around me for 14 days, right? Nah, because that would be too much like right. That would be too much like being considerate. And that's what I'm talking about. And it's not just in co-parenting. A lot of times it could be in a marriage too. I think a lot of married men who are fathers with their wives can be inconsiderate of a mom. And I appreciate dads that I see on social media or in person allowing a mom to have a day, allowing a mom to go do her nails, allowing a mom to go get her hair done, allowing a mom to have this week to herself. Like, that is so appreciated. And if there are any dads out there doing that, thank you. And I'm saying thank you for her if she never said thank you to you, because I really don't know what that's like. I might know what that's like kind of with one of my children, but I don't know what it's like.
This episode was sponsored by my friend Naomi, the holistic travel nurse. Go check out her podcast. Get some inspirational stories from people who are taking care of their health and doing it naturally. If you're like me, you listen to podcasts and you want to be inspired and uplifted and helpful tips to help you grow in your health and your emotions and have an incredible mood and be inspired, you're going to get that all on the Holistic Travel Nurse podcast. In the show notes below, you can just go click the link. Thanks for checking it out.
For both of my kids. Okay? And hopefully one day I will know what that's like, but I need time away from people I love, and it's not just my children. But since we're talking about parenting, we're talking about children, I just feel like it's not fair at all. I feel like you can talk to your women friends who are moms and they'll be like, oh, that's just how it is. That's just life. And that shouldn't be. That doesn't have to be life. Okay? It doesn't have to be life. You know, Ari's dad can be like, you know, I work. I understand that you work. Don't be condescending. But I also do work from here that makes me money, that'll bring money into my house. But if I can't have any quiet, if I can't get rid of a toddler to go ahead and do that work, I'm really putting myself into a corner as to how many hours do I have to do work that I could be doing throughout the day because she's with you. All I'm asking is for balance. I'm not asking you to keep Arya until she's 13. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it can seem like if a mom is asking a dad to do something that will balance out time, it seems like we're asking too much. It feels like we're not considering the fact that they work, that they want to do other things, that they're tired. You know how tired moms are? You know how tired moms be tired of going through changes during pregnancy. Moms be tired of not having their bodies. Moms be tired of not being able to see their vaginas. Moms be tired of not being able to stretch, because when we stretch, we get a Charlie horse and it hurts. Moms be tired of not being able to fit in our favorite shoes. Moms be tired of trying to make ourselves feel more human in this body that we really don't know anymore because there's a child in it that we haven't met, that we haven't named. Moms be tired of going through pain and contractions and pushing out big head babies. Moms be tired of waking up to give a big head baby our boobs. Moms be tired of washing and drying and folding. Moms be tired of trying to get back into the transition of going back to work. Moms be tired of driving with kids that are loud and won't listen. Moms be tired of going through the routine of making sure our kids are comfortable, happy, fed, and good. Moms be tired of trying to make a rambunctious kid look cute and clean clothes for at least 10 minutes. We are always tired. Moms are always tired. And I'm not just talking about single moms, because I know moms who are married with 2 kids, 3 kids, and they're married to a father that is in the home, that works, and that mom also works, but that mom also takes care of a 4-year-old, a 2.5-year-old, and a 6-month-year-old, right? And she washes clothes, and she picks up toys, and she cooks, and she tries to make herself look presentable to her husband to appease him in some type of way. She tries to make herself feel good. She tries to make sure that her nipples are back in her bra. She tries to go to the store and not look like she's around her kids all day. She tries to make sure the car is clean. She tries to make sure that you're comfortable when you go come home. She tries to make sure that you have food on the table, or you have your own space and you're not bombarded with all this kid stuff. She tries to make sure that everybody's ready and set to go for the next day. She also needs time by herself to make herself feel human. We all do. And it's not marriage that's going to make it easier for us. It's not better co-parenting sometimes it's going to make it easier for us. It's consistency overall. It's balance. It's time quality spent. And I feel like moms are calmer, relaxed, and we feel more human when we get the time to ourselves equally, just like the other parent. And I'm not on here talking my talk to bash dads, because I'm not bashing you. I know you guys work hard. I know you're not a woman. I know you sometimes can't understand what we go through and what we feel. I'm not telling you you're doing a horrible job, because some of you are doing a great job and some of you get better every year. And I like to appreciate when I see that. And some of you come through on survival tips where you give just exactly what we needed at the right time, and it's appreciated. But let me tell you the benefits of being an equal, balanced parent. Women, mothers, are less aggravated when we have balanced time to ourselves. We will be more likely to do you favors. We learn to shut up when we usually nag you about something. We won't bother you. You won't be the first. You won't be the first person to be asked, vented to. We'll give you all the space that you need if you at least meet us halfway equally on balanced time to ourselves. And that is all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. We love our kids. Mothers love their kids. Some mothers are learning what it's like to be at the level of patience and loving your kid and having that balanced time. I'm always trying to figure out what that's like. It's like when people be like, ooh, Greece. I wonder what it's like to go on vacation in Greece. I'm sitting salivating on what it's like to have balanced time away from my children equal to the same time that I have with my children. I'm so excited for the time in life. I don't know what age I'm going to be where I can know that my children are with their fathers and they're safe and they're comfortable and their dads are responsible and they can handle that and I don't have to second guess anything. And I could just be in my own brain, not worrying like a mom. I can't wait for that day. I hope and pray that I get that day one day. But for right now, I am unbalanced. I am unbalanced. This afternoon, I just got really aggravated with the fact that I had to have that conversation with Ari's dad, because I feel like he knew weeks before this week that he was going to go to his funeral. I feel like he knew days before he said anything to me that this weekend was going to be what it was. And he just did not feel that he needs to give me the consideration to let me know what he had going on. And most of the time, from Anya's dad, from Arya's dad, all I be wanting is consideration. It's not a lot to ask, but the value is high. The value is high because on a daily, I can feel my frustration and my aggravation getting higher and higher and higher with my tone, with things I say, how I say it, how I clean up. You ever seen a mom clean up aggravated? It's not a pretty sight. How I get them ready for bed, the way I speak to them. And mostly is the aggravation is because I can't say something nicely to my daughters and have them do it the first time. If I say something nice, it means, oh, she don't really mean that. She don't really mean that. She good. Leave all the toys on the floor. If I say it the second time, I mean like, oh, she might want us to clean this up. Then when I yell the third time, she's mean. Mom, why are you so mean? Why are you always yelling at us? Dads, please come through. Come through, please. Moms want to be better people. Moms want to be nicer. Moms want to be more patient. Moms want to be balanced individuals and feel like human beings. I haven't had my toes or my nails done in 2.5 months because I just feel like, priority wise, I am not important. My time is not important. And I got to do whatever I can with my time. And pampering myself, making myself feel like a woman, is not one of those things. And that shouldn't be it. Because I know whenever Anya's dad wants to go out and eat, he can go out and eat. I know whenever Anya's dad wants to go get a haircut, he's not worried about what time he needs to pick up Anya so he could get a haircut. I know when Arya's dad wants to go out, he can leave Arya with his girlfriend. I know when Arya's dad wants to go get his haircut, he's not taking Arya with him. I know when Arya's dad wants to go out and hang with his boys or have a drink, Arya's not at the bar with him. That's a part of feeling human. And I'm not saying that I want to go to the bar in a pandemic. I'm not saying that I want to go out to eat in a pandemic because I really don't like going out to eat. I'd rather go get my food from a nice restaurant and bring it the hell home and watch something on TV and chill out and watch it butt naked. But I'm saying women, mothers, would like to feel human too. We would like to have time to ourselves also. So, equal time with your kids and equal time away from your kids is very healthy. And I suggest all mothers get that. And if fathers can come through and provide that and be considerate and compassionate to their mothers of their children, do it, please. Thank you for listening to Cozy Womb. Peace. Bye.
Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.